That's Dan Hawkins, Speaker of the House, with the Republican response to Governor Laura Kelly's final State of the State address. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We have a very snowy morning out there, a snowy weekend in store. We'll have a full look at the weather coming up on the newscast. But a quick look at it right now. Cold temperatures today with highs only around 6 degrees above zero. Wind chill values as low as 15 below. It is cold. It is snowing. It is a great morning to stay home and listen to Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next on KPR, it's Weekend Edition Saturday.
Small boat exploding into flames. Southcom said two crew were killed. The U.S. Coast Guard confirmed to NPR that it was engaged in a search and rescue operation for one survivor. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Almost the entire state of Kansas is under a winter storm warning this weekend. The winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow for much of the KPR listening area. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the northernmost counties of Kansas and western Kansas. The first round of that storm moved through the state last night with continued snowfall this morning and early this afternoon. The National Weather Service is forecasting a second band of snow late this afternoon and into early tomorrow morning, with predicted snowfall accumulations of between 2 and 6 inches. In addition, a cold weather advisory is in effect for the entire state, much of Missouri and the Midwest, with dangerously cold temperatures, lows well below zero, and wind chill factors range from 9 below zero to 18 below zero. Most roads are snow-covered this morning. The Kansas Department of Transportation is urging motorists to stay home if possible. If you need to get out, check road and highway conditions at candrive.gov or by calling 511. A man is in custody after a four-hour manhunt across Lawrence yesterday. The Lawrence Police Department reports that officers were called to an apartment building shortly before noon where a man had been shot, reportedly by a man who knocked on the door, then shot the victim in the entrance. The Kansas Highway Patrol, Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and Lawrence Police searched throughout the city, apprehending the suspect yesterday afternoon. The victim remains in critical condition.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
It is a snowy day today with accumulations of between 1 and 3 inches. Cold temperatures in store with highs today only around 6 degrees above zero. Wind chill values as low as 15 below. Winds from the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. It is a chilly 2 degrees in Lawrence, a wind chill factor of 8 below. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Stay warm.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Have you heard about exploding trees? Coming up, we'll hear from a tree guy in Wisconsin where it gets really cold. What's behind the phenomenon? That story and more ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this very cold Saturday morning. We've got snowfall in the area, additional snowfall of just a couple inches today. We'll have another round of snow coming in tonight, overnight tonight, and into tomorrow. Our high temperatures today only expected around 6 degrees above zero. Very cold wind chill factors, very dangerous conditions out there. Stay inside and stay safe. In addition, roads are snow covered, so be careful out there. We've got an 80% chance of more snow this evening. Total accumulation of 4 to 6 inches. Again, very cold temperatures overnight tonight with lows around 4 degrees. It's 1 degree in Topeka, 0 degrees in Atchison.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple platforms. It's free at your app store. And you can take KPR with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this cold, bitterly cold Saturday morning. Good weekend to stay inside, stay home, stay safe, stay warm. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, a woman reflects on her marriage and her affair during a hostage crisis. We'll hear from Ellie Levinson. She's the author of Room 706. That conversation coming up at about 7:54 this morning on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka.
And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just a little over a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom as well. And then stay with us later today on KPR for Classics by Request with Destiny, the show where you pick the playlist. Many of you are hooked on PDQ Box, so you'll hear a special selection from that. And music requested thanks to Destiny's famous cat, Louis Croissant. Yes, it's French. Plus a famous rhapsody about a violinist by Rachmaninoff and a snowflake waltz. How appropriate this weekend's weather. That's Classics by Request, 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on KPR.
It's Energy Grid. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, KU.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansans are seeing the first of two rounds of expected snowfall this weekend as a winter storm sweeps across the state. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for almost the entire state of Kansas. It remains in effect until 6 p.m. for most of the KPR listening area. In addition, a cold weather advisory is in effect with high temperatures today only in the single digits and wind chill values well below zero and as low as 15 below zero. That means frostbite can affect people in as little as 30 minutes, so be sure to bundle up while outside, especially hat and gloves. Meanwhile, a winter weather advisory is in effect for the northernmost counties of Kansas and westernmost Kansas. Most roads across the state are snow-covered this morning. The Kansas Highway Department is urging motorists to stay home if possible. If you need to go out, check road and highway conditions at candrive.gov or by calling 511. The winter weather is affecting air travel as well. 24 flights in and out of Kansas City International Airport have been canceled so far today. A number of organizations are closed today or have canceled service. Lawrence Transit Service is canceled. On-demand service will also be canceled for tomorrow. The Lawrence Public Library will be closed. All KU library library locations will be closed today as well, and the National Natural History Museum and Spencer Museum of Art.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Legacy Box, dedicated to preserving family memories, old tapes, films, and photos, with the goal of spreading joy of reliving the moments that matter in the new year. More at LegacyBox.com.
Again, with lots of cancellations and very cold temperatures, it's a good day to stay inside and stay warm. We're expecting highs today only around 6 degrees above zero, wind chill values as low as 15 below. A 90% chance of snow today. We've already seen some, so I guess you could probably put that at 100%. It's 2 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
And you're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at FullCircleSustainability.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this cold, cold Saturday morning. We'll have a look at the weather coming up in just a minute. Remember the TV show Star Search? The original show helped launch the careers of Britney Spears, Beyoncé, and comedian Ray Romano. Now it's back. That story coming up at 8:35 this morning on Weekend Edition Saturday. Celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, when KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend. Join us February 27th and 28th for a weekend packed with parties, live music, and much more. For a complete schedule for our Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary and for tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. We have a cold, cold weekend in store with more snow today, 1 to 3 inches. Highs today, if you can call it that, is about 6 degrees with wind chill values as low as 15 below. We have an 80% chance of more snow tonight, mostly this evening. Total snow accumulation of 4 to 6 inches. And for tomorrow, not as cold, highs in the teens. It's 2 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
NPR's Cheryl W. Thompson tells the stories of Tuskegee Airmen lost in combat and the people they left behind. One 84-year-old was three when her father disappeared.
She said, "I'm saving my pennies. If they ever find my dad, I want to be able to afford to go to the place where he was recovered."
Forgotten Souls, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet, live in concert Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org.
Ever feel like your life is just full of silly and pointless tasks? What if you could assign them to a bunch of comedians? That's the premise of a British TV show, Taskmaster, coming on tour to the U.S. That story coming up at 8:51 this morning on Weekend Edition Saturday.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
It is so cold out there today. We're expecting a high, if you can call it that, of only around 6 degrees. Very cold wind chill factor. Stay inside if at all possible. It's 2 degrees in Lawrence, 1 degree in Emporia, 1 degree in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. From the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Gus Van Sant's new film takes us back to a true story from the 19th.
Youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
And my task is to tell you all the great places you can hear Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 in Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You can always listen to both KPR 1 and KPR 2 at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and on the KPR app. So many ways to listen. It's all the great, same great programming. Today on 105 Live, NPR Music's Robin Hilton, one-time member of the KPR staff, joins us to talk about the 2026 Tiny Desk Contest. We hear highlights from acts playing the Folk Alliance Conference in New Orleans and a ticket giveaway. That's all on 105 Live today at 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Very cold temperatures today, highs around 6 degrees. It's 1 degree in Topeka.